Fucking radio! Fucking radio! Fucking radio! Fucking radio! Fucking radio! Fucking radio!
So why do you want to be dumb when you can be a please just try it once, okay?
Now there's a brilliant argument for you. Why, with the help of a good, kind friend, you can be turned on, make the scene, blow grass, smoke reefers, or pot, joints, or Mary Janes. Those are just a few of the cool, groovy names for marijuana.
Gee. Hey, Davey! Nicky!
I thought I'd feel bad, but I feel good.
Me too! Get ready, kids! Here we come!
Lost discs. Radio.
We get your message, Dad.
I am the egg of the tree. I am the egg of the tree.
I'd like to tell you right there that the out of sight sound of the kaleidoscope coming at you at top of the hour right about now. And this is Jimmy Knight here talking to you into a really overly sensitive microphone suddenly. Like, we got to take down the trim on that while we check the board level for Joe Stacks, who should also be on the line. Joe.
Yes, he is. Yawning in Pittsburgh.
We're going to do our episode now for the month of April for Rockin' Radio. Right, you dig? Good old Randy Tivins, the boss man over at rockinradio.com, nice enough to sit around and wait for us to get our asses in gear now. It's already the 6th of the month. I'm coming to you live tonight over Area 51, 5110 kilohertz upper sideband, underground shortwave experience. All right, now look, Dr. Doc Brown has apparently stood us up. You know, you get no... See, here's the thing. Over the years, you know, you never know how to read, Doc. And then after a while, you figure, well, if he doesn't say anything, that must mean he's coming. So he didn't say anything. And, well, but then, but see, now he's not here, so.
Well, he's probably out hiding the Easter eggs for Little Doc.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that, well, you know how it is. There's Doc Navy Blue. See, his whole family is like a whole, he's like, Dr. Doc Brown.
Oh, just when
Doc Navy Blue.
Out, he's in.
And then there's Doc Pea Soup Green, who's this little small version of Dr. Doc Brown. Dr. Doc Brown is suddenly there. Say,
wow.
Wow. Suddenly, yeah. Just on the microphone.
10:06. I got 10:01 on my clock. But
that's you right. Do?
Yeah.
I thought you were hooked up on the whole satellite geosynchronous time schedule.
Yeah, it's 10:06 on this device in front of me, but in the car it's at 10:01.
Yeah. All right. Well.
All right. Time for a high life.
All right. So, time for a high life.
There is?
Do you know that the summer shandies have hit the market?
Oh, my God. No, I did not know that.
Dude.
It's a nice Easter summer.
Where'd you find that?
Boom. Today, just like down the street. Jeez. at the Amity package shop.
Really?
Joe, remember I was telling you about them Leinenkugel summer shandies there the other night?
Yeah. So you've actually scored some?
They suddenly showed up today. And so we're cracking them open. Suddenly, we're throwing them.
It's kind of bad because now, does that mean that they're going to?
Yeah. They'll be
now gone. They'll be gone in June.
Yeah. They used to be gone by the 4th of July, and we
right.
were jonesing the whole rest of the summer when the really hot, sweltering dog days of summer, you couldn't get a Leinenkugel's. All right.
All right.
So here we go. Let's keep things moving, Joe, because we got a lot of action to dig tonight on the program. We're going into, you know, speaking of the kind of thing where you're shocked when Dr. Doc Brown just kind of walks in on you like that, we're going into a group here called The Initial Shock, right? Joe, what do you want to say?
Not a lot. These guys are from the American Northwest-ish, the Montana area.
Wow.
Cut like two singles in 66, 67,
yeah.
And may have played a little bit in San Fran.
You know, it's important to point out here, I think this is their first single, Joe. It's called Mind Disaster. And this is on the, now Doc, pay attention, this is on the BFD Records label.
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Big freaking deal.
Now, back me up on that, Joe. Is that right?
That is correct. Okay. Mind Disaster is BFD 0036.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. So you can make of it what you want there, folks, but here it comes to you tonight exclusively. Exclusively on the show, folks. So dig it.
I got something to say. You're listening to the best oldies you've never heard, right here on Rockin'
Radio.
Are you sure this is harmless?
Over.
Now, Bill.
They couldn't take up something quiet like flying kites.
Walking through a field on a sunny day, I can see my love not far away. It's like a page in a storybook. A today,
Well, yes, it is. Yes, it is the out-of-sight sound of the Nightcrawlers right there coming to you off the old Cap Records label, right? From the LP, right? Yeah. That's a deep album cut from the Little Black Egg Nightcrawlers album. Now we're going to be on, well, right?
That's right.
Doc, you're...
We do this every year.
Well,
the Little Black Egg.
We can't. Yeah, we've done it a lot of years in April, way more than we should have. But of course, the Nightcrawlers, we all know, had the big hit, the original, with the Little Black Egg,
right.
With the white fungus,
right?
Spots, and they came out late in '66 on the Lee label, picked up for National on the Cap label, went to I looked it up for as much. As that song seems to be known, like on oldies stations and something, even these days, it only got to number 85 on the charts.
Huh. Wonder how that happened.
That's its peak in early '67. Anyway, they did a whole album, and that was "Today I'm Happy," right? Yeah. Joe, what do you think?
Well, that was actually pretty sweet. I don't know that I know anything too far beyond the single. And since you're talking about the Little Black Egg there. It's interesting that the song didn't chart at number 85 until like the third try. It was out on the Lee label.
Yeah, okay.
Picked up in 65 by Cap, and it wasn't until late 66 that it actually troubled the charts.
Oh, wow. So it was sitting around for a long time spinning its wheels.
Nice, yeah.
Now look, here's the thing, though. Of course, before that, people... Static over in the chat room, mouthing off earlier about Little Black Egg by the Nightcrawlers. Well, we've spun the cover version by the Music Explosion, which came out right on the heels of the Nightcrawlers version, around 1967. And it came out a couple different times. Came out on the Attack label, and then picked up by the Laurie label, and then was reissued a third time, as a matter of fact, Joe. On the Laurie label in 1969, they reissued it again by the Music Explosion. Slightly more down-tempo version, which I don't know why they thought either version would be a hit. But
like if we just put it out there, people will discover it. They're going to love it.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyway, so there you have it. And let's just check. I don't know if we got...
That song, I would be remiss if I didn't mention something. It just had a flashback.
Please.
To Jimmy Nightcrawler.
Huh?
About a month ago. Remember Radio Phil's big party?
Yeah, Radio Phil.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Jimmy Nightcrawler at the end of the night with that.
Well, you're... He's referring to look. There've been some tragic earthquakes the past year, Doc, but none have been felt more close to home
than the night of Radio Phil's big party
with more dry heave intensity than the one that Doc's referring to back
Jimmy
in February.
Jimmy Nightcrawler.
Oh God!
Yeah, there were veins popping out of my head again on that one. Hey, coming in on the email. Look, Doc, we didn't even give out the email. And coming in here is good old Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, right? He's got a terrific signal on 5110 kilohertz, right? He's digging it on the live on the short wave tonight there, folks. And throwing out the old 73s and the happy Easter to everybody, right? Doc, go ahead, give him the old email address just in case anybody cares.
Sure, that's Lost Discs Radio. That's discs with a C. LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com.
All right, and so speaking of this type of thing, folks, just stand by.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
If I could say one thing about you, you've got great tits.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll lay it on us there, Chesty.
You're going to play a song that's kind of stuck in my mind? And I've just been singing it all week, and I think someone should cover this song and turn it into a hit. And it's springy. Walk in the Sunshine by The Colonists.
Yeah.
Loving you isn't easy. I think that it's cramping my style. Loving you is a hard thing to do, but I think you better stay for a while. 'Cause I wanna walk in the sunshine, I wanna sing your song.
The ceiling are geometric patterns of light.
I'm up to the eyes and I love everyone. Today I could cry, I could reach for the sun. I'm walking on air and I'm here and I'm there. I travel the sky, but for one I don't care. Straight and fly me high. Fly me straight and fly me high. I'm up and I'm down and I'm gone, I'm around. I'm driving along with my wheels on the ground. Hang on to me tight, it doesn't last long. A few hours more and it'll be gone. Fly me straight and fly me high.
don't you just let them be? Simple enough. Just let them do their thing.
Do their thing. What the hell is that supposed to mean, boy? Do their thing.
The out of sight sounds there of the Toddlin' Town sounds off the old Toddlin' Town Records label. We'll just kind of fade that down just a little bit in the background while we check in on the email action that is sort of coming in at this hour. It's, well, it is good old Cosmic Debris and Jane. Hi, Jane. Cosmic Debris and Jane got a nice signal on 5110 tonight, fighting through the static junkie noise. He's one of several people digging the Friday night broadcast of Lost Discs, you know, just like them good old days.
Yeah, what?
Right, Doc? The good old days?
It was Friday night at 7 o'clock,
we,
right?
We started Friday night at 7 o'clock on WBCQ back in August of 2001, man. And then we eventually made the switch to 10 p.m. Fridays and then 10 p.m. Saturdays, where we stayed for many, many years.
Right.
And here we are in the 10 p.m. time slot on 5110. You know, back in those days, we were on the old 7415 X-meter. Hey, Geezer Mountain checking in.
Nice.
Got us streaming.
Hey, Geezer Mountain's building a barn.
Look, man, he's trying to... Well, yeah, no wonder. And he can't stay awake because he's been working so hard, you know.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Let's just make sure we've backed and out some of this stuff before we go any farther. Well, the Toddlin' Town sounds, you know, that was some studio fabrication put together there at the old Toddlin' Town label. And the reason I bring that up is because, now, the poll at our website. Now, Doc, you know, just last month, I think, when we did the last show, we counted down the poll at the website there, lostdiscsradio.com.
Right.
Right? Just got to spell the word discs with a letter C in it. There is no letter K in it. So
right.
Lostdiscsradio.com. And there on the page, there's, well, from... Ever since we've had a website, since 2001, we've had three record labels that we change out every couple months, where during those 3 months or so, you can vote on which of those labels do you think is the hippest one, and then we count them down in a Casey Kasem-style thing on the show. Well, that poll has now been shut down.
What do you mean?
The people that we've been using their gear, the old Lycos HTML gear, has been discontinued as of April 2nd, 2012. So we are shopping around for some new poll... widgets and whatnots that we can make it run again. I mean, the labels are still there. You can see them. You just can't vote on them. The function, the voting poll function has been discontinued.
Damn Russians.
For the time of being. Damn conservatives. you know, taking away our right to vote on the labels. You know,
cut the funding.
Yeah, they cut the funding. You know, it's the old laser red bubbled in ballot there that they want, so they can just, you know, tally them up with no paper trails. That's the thing. There's no paper trail on the poll at the Lost Disc website now, so we don't know. We don't really know who the true winner is. And then, anyway, the Moody Blues,
you know,
was in there.
I don't really know that we ever really did anyway. There were always some statistical anomalies.
Yes. Doc, we're moving on now. The Moody Blues on the London label. Now, this is important because this was a record called Fly Me High. Came out in the States, you know, as well as probably in England. But the point is, it's the song that came out sort of between the first Moody Blues album, you know, like the Go Now album, and the Nights in White Satin album. Or maybe I have that. Maybe it was the single between the Nights in White Satin and the next album, The Search
for
the Lost.
When was Ride My Seesaw?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That was like early 68. That was on the In Search of the Lost Chord.
It's one of my favorites.
Album. Great song.
Great song.
Well, this Fly Me High did not hit the charts. Didn't even bubble under. Right? So it's kind of a lost Moody Blues record. We got the real actual 45 there. We were spinning it for you on the London label, like I says, man, out of 1967. And, of course, the Colonist kicked that off with Walk in the Sunshine. And we know, Joe, we know that they were, like, out of what, Virginia or something, the Colonists?
In the Virginia area. That's about all there is to say.
Girl group action out of the early 70s there on their own label, the Colonist record label. All right, now, back to the email, because we got a very disturbing email in from good old crazy Uncle Jason in Halifax, Nova Scotia. He's got us on the stream tonight. He's digging the tunage and whatnot, and he's drinking rum and coffee and mixing it up for the CBC transmitter Tex there right now. Sounds like he's on duty or something at the X-meter and up there. So anyways, but Doc, you have the printout now of the email that Jason sent in a night or two ago, which has some updated info. We're going to put this out over the air. People need to know what's going on. Go.
All right, from Jason. The federal budget came down last week, and it's not looking good for CBC Radio Canada. The corporation is ordered to take a 10% budget cut. It amounts to $115 million over 3 years. Yesterday, the CEO of CBC announced that RCI, Radio Canada International, is terminating shortwave broadcasts. Effective immediately, the Russian and Portuguese services are being cut, along with the English and French newsrooms for the shortwave service. Two out of every three RCI employees will lose their jobs, and in 2 years' time, the shortwave transmitting station at Sackville will be entirely shut down and sold off. So, Jason wants to know, can you play an appropriate tune for the staff at RCI? Yeah. RCI has been on the air since 1947.
Oh, yeah. That's
wow. That's terrible. All right, so...
You know, here we are lamenting a poll in HTML gear.
Right.
This is awful.
And they're just going to shut down those transmitters and probably trash them. You know, I mean, they might sell off the one in New Brunswick. And by the way, we listen to that almost every day, at least every weekend. We turn on the 9625 kilohertz transmitter out of Sackville, New Brunswick. And, you know, not only do they include English and French programming, but they also include the native tongue, the Inuit language programming on that transmitter. I mean, this is important to people. You don't understand.
We're going
to
miss the reports about the caribou. And you know what?
Yeah, absolutely, caribou.
The maple leaf mailbag. Oh, man. Yeah.
So, you know, this is important programming for people that live out way out where, you know, they still don't have stable internet connections, and they certainly don't have high-speed connections. And, you know, it's just not practical to be listening to all of their media off of the computer yet. They still need a long-distance transmission on the RF. Well, at any rate, I forwarded that to Joe Stacks. I said, Joe, got any suggestions? He came up with a doozy. Go ahead, Joe. Tell them what we're going to lay on them there for the old staff at the CBC.
All right. This is a French-Canadian group called Les Napoleons. From their one album, Les Napoleons A Go-Go, on the Pass Attempts label in 1966. These guys were a tough-rocking Mersey Beat slash garage group. And there are a couple of fun Beatles covers on the album in French, versions of I Feel Fine and We Can Work It Out. But this, I don't know if this is an original, but it's definitely not a Beatles cover.
Yeah.
La Vie Sans Toi, feel free to correct me, Pete.
Yeah, La Vie Sans Toi, right? Here it comes, folks. Dig it tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
La Vie Sans Toi.
en fait pour mériter ça.
Ouah, ouah.
Tout ce que nous avions rêvé semble si loin déjà. Pourtant tu sais que je serai toujours là.
Ouah, ouah.
Oh, surtout ne m'oublie pas, je ne peux vivre sans toi.
Mais je sais que sans ta présence, je n'aurai jamais une chance. La vie sans toi, qu'ai-je donc fait pour mériter ça? Ouah, ouah.
Tout ce que nous avions rêvé semble si loin. Je serai toujours là.
Ouah, ouah.
Oh, surtout ne m'oublie pas, je ne peux vivre sans toi.
Reviens-moi, je t'attends.
Mon amour t'appartient.
Can you get shortwave on it?
Yes, of course I can.
5110.
On the what?
On the radio!
Rocky, this may come as a shock to you, but we're not on the radio.
I mean the plane radio.
Plane or FM, we're just not on it.
I'm here.
the Ugly Ducklings right there on the old Yorktown label. You know, we got the mono copy. I don't even think there was a stereo copy of that LP issued, right? I would bet that there was no stereo copy of that album. We got the monophonic copy on the old Yorktown label, right, Joe? Come on.
Great sound of the Ugly Ducklings, one of the big bands of the Yorkville scene, actually, little neighborhood in the.
Did I say Yorktown?
Yes, because you were thinking of the colonists before that.
All right, now so let's clear something. Yes. I'm glad you've been paying attention, Doc. All right, that's.
I'm a history guy, you know.
Back up. The label. Now, Joe, I need to clear something up here. The label is Yorktown, though, isn't it?
Right, but the area that they would have played in would have been Yorkville. It's a little neighborhood. It was kind of the Greenwich Village of Toronto in the mid '60s.
Okay,
where you know the folk clubs, and then later the rock clubs, where you got your the Ugly Ducklings and the Paupers would play there. Prior to the Minor Birds, you know, Neil Young's pre Buffalo Springfield group.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, with Rick James.
Oh, God. Wait, Rick James? Now, when you say Rick James, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean Rick James.
Funky Town?
No. Draft Dodger, and he was hiding out in Canada.
What?
He hooked up with some of the future members of Buffalo Springfield.
Yeah.
Called the Minor Birds. They actually had a couple of singles recorded for Motown. But because of the questionable status of Rick James, his questionable legal status, they never got released. They finally came out on a box set like 5-10 years ago.
Gee, wow. All right. So we need to get some of that on this program.
Did he have the Jerry curls and everything back then?
No, I think he was rocking the more ironed hair look, the Mark Marcell, the James Brown thing.
All right. So, well, now look. All right, not not that we don't want to keep talking about Rick James, but by the way, Rick James, come on, two first names.
And his hair. I know. I mean, there's like this.
Where are you at, man?
Still at Yorktown.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents.
Can you believe? Would you believe this?
Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Again?
Yes. Okay, go ahead. This is for real.
I get two this week.
All right. Hey, hand over that record.
Yeah.
So this is Mitty Collier, and you've got to understand why I had to have two. You Hurt So Good is what this is called. And this lady was a preacher, and very cool. Look her up on Wikipedia. Mitty Collier. Still living, by the way. Living.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, let's dig it tonight, man. I lost this way.
I keep hanging around. Oh, when I know I should go. Why, oh, why do I care for you? Hurt me so. I should leave you. Oh, I know that I should, but I just can't leave. I can't leave. Oh, 'cause you hurt so good. Oh, yes, you do. Treat me so bad, so mean and unkind. But the way you love me, you're about to tear up my little old mind. If I could quit you, oh, if I could quit you, you know that I would. But I just can't quit you. I can't quit you, oh, 'cause you hurt. Ooh, shucks, you hurt so good. Oh, you
it's so good. Oh, you hurt so good. I just can't leave you, and I just can't quit you.
Just send us an email.
Hey, all right.
LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com. 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 LostDiscRadio@yahoo.com.
Lord, am I sick of hearing about that?
Lost radio.
Fire over there, shut up!
And when my days were not all they could be, my lonely eyes brought a vision to me. Oh, how she sparkles so lovely and small. Yes, if she stays, then I think I shall call. while she sparkles so lovely and small. Yes, if she stays, then I think I shall call.
To declare a war on wrong and evil and communism and dope and alcohol and miniskirts.
What?
If Jesus came to your house. If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you'd serve to him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there, that serving him in your own home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they've been? Would you turn off the radio and hope he hadn't heard and wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? Would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush him about? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? Would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read and let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? Would you take Jesus with you everywhere you'd plan to go? Or would you maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet with your very closest friends? Or would you hope they'd stay away until his visit ends? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? It might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus Christ in person came to spend some time with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, huh? Doc, huh?
What?
Right?
What do you mean?
Come on, is that guy right?
He's right.
Right?
He is right, of course.
You a sinner?
Yes.
Right?
I have a problem with that record.
Get on the mic. Go. Chesty has a problem with this. Go.
See, yeah, the whole point is if Jesus comes to your house, he forgives you all your sins. So you don't hide the stuff when he comes to the house, right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
I don't know. Well, that's the controversy that's created by playing...
that record's wrong.
Playing that record. That's Bill Lee.
Yes. If Jesus comes in, of course you invite him.
Okay.
That seems obvious. Well, if Buddha comes, though, I'm inviting Buddha in, though, too.
Yeah. we'll keep that in mind for future.
How about Hermes?
Episodes.
Yeah. Hmm? Any gods that come to the door, come on in.
Yeah, Bill Lee, whoever that was, some reverend, some preach, you know, named Bill Lee, you know, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that was. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Sure isn't Bill Lee the spaceman, the Red Sox pitcher?
Two first names, Doc. That's all I got to tell you.
That's right.
Bill Lee. Now, before that, it was the montage on the Lori label. Two things tonight. As a second platter, we had to play off the Lori Records label tonight. Joe Stacks, real quick, what do you want to say about the montage? A track called I Shall Call Her Mary, right? It's April. We got to have a good reefer song for April, Joe.
Well, these guys have a connection to the band The Left Bank, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're the keyboard player and basically the mastermind of the group, a guy named Michael Brown, had been in the left bank, and basically, you know, he's the man. Although he's not the vocalist. He's really the brains and the driving talent behind this group.
Yeah. All right. What?
No. Are you sure you didn't play that because it's Good Friday? It's the Mary reference.
So once again, it was backed up with that Jesus
right.
House record there, Doc. So it works on multiple levels.
And we're talking to Joseph Stacks.
Things
Jesus, Mary,
usually do around
You've
here.
Got Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Oh my God.
God bless us, everyone.
All right, folks, you've been digging the Lost Discs radio program. off of 5110 kilohertz upper sideband for your underground shortwave experience on Good Friday, April 6, 2012. But more importantly, rockinradio.com, right, and our pals over there. Stick around and listen to, well, if you're listening to it on the Live 365 stream from Rockin' Radio, stick around and listen to the boss man, Randy Tivins, for the RLT Archives Music Magazine. In the second slot, I don't know. I just don't remember who's in the second slot. He's going to kick my ass for this. He sent the email like 2 weeks ago and said, you know, here it is, guys. Announce the lineup. I don't know. I just don't. It's very sad. Our buddy Brian Phillips with the electrophonic sound of Brian Phillips in there in the third slot, of course. So stick around. My apologies to... Let's just say it's Lane Quigley. It's got to be Lane Quigley. Ugh, man, I really blew it this time. Doc, come on, help me out.
What?
All right, that's it. We got to go. We got to get out of here. We're getting out of here. Thank you, Cosmic and Alan, for the RF and the bandwidth and all the stuff. Over there at the server. And folks, always be in touch with us at Lost Discs Radio at yahoo.com or in the old retro P.O. box. It is Lost Discs Radio, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. Send your analog mail there while you can before that gets shut down like so many X-Mitters in Canada. We'll see you next month here on Lost Discs Radio. And good night, Weasley Steve.
Rest in peace, Jay.
Wherever you are. Good night, Joe.
Night, everybody.